How were you introduced to this production?
I met Chris Henley, the director, and she was assistant director to my brother Adam when he directed his play Red Light Winter several years ago. And then there's another project that she's been working on for a while that I've been a part of, various readings and workshops. And then she had this play that she wanted to direct, and she asked me to do it. And I would do pretty much anything with and for her. So it just was a nice opportunity to get to work together again on a good play with a good character.
Okay, you had an opportunity to play a major part in the music in the production. Can you just elaborate on how that happened and what you ended up doing?
Well, my character Danny is putting together a sort of tribute performance to Queen. And in the original Irish production, Gary did the play without really getting the rights to the Queen song. And you can't really do that in New York. So Chris thought it would be good to try to write that Danny maybe wrote some songs inspired by Queen, and she asked me if I would try to do that. So, you know, I've written a number of songs over the years, but I had never tried to write anything quite like in tribute to or in the spirit of. And I got together with my keyboard player in my band when I do concerts, Dan Weiss. He's a brilliant musician. I knew that he would be the right person to ask. And it turned out I was right because, you know, he just has a great sensibility. And we just sat in the room. We listened to some Queen, and we started, you know, riffing on some of the ideas that they had in their music and came up with things that were inspired by that. And it wound up being very, very, very fun and very fulfilling to do that.
Okay, I mean, like any good production with music, I mean, the perfect example, the Rent soundtrack. I mean, you don't even have to have seen the production to like the music. It's just good. It has a great, like, standalone, you know, quality to it. What do you think about the songs in this production? Do they have that kind of standalone feeling too?
It's possible. That's what people in the show are saying, but I mean, you know, they're a little close to it, so I don't know if they're the best judges, but, you know, we're talking about maybe releasing at least one or two, maybe all three on iTunes, you know, because I have songs on iTunes already anyway, mm-hmm. So it could be a nice, and we have concerts coming up in April, and we're talking about putting, you know, one or two of them into the set, so. Yeah, I mean, you know, it's certainly possible. You never know exactly how the context will you know, work outside of the show. Songs like this that are written for something, but I think that there's a chance.
Okay, you got a really great cast to work with in this production. What was it like to work with them? I mean, they all have experience on Broadway as well.
Well, I knew James. I've known James for a while because. I met him through friends, you know, circles are so small. He's worked with my brother. He's just a really sweet guy anyway. I mean, one of the great things about cast is everybody is really even keeled and cool and easygoing, which, you know, when you have a three-character play, if you have anybody who's, like, acting up, that would just make the experience really tough. Mm-hmm. So that, in the first place, and then coupled with the fact that everybody's also wonderfully talented, so it turned out to be a sort of dreamy experience in every way.
Okay, for theater buffs that, you know, obviously remember you from Rent, what do you think they'll like about this production?
I mean, I think the songs are cool, and the musical numbers are really fun. They're you know, I'm performing in the sort of, I'm not trying to imitate Freddie Mercury, but I'm performing the songs in a style that's, you know, inspired by Freddie Mercury, so that's not necessarily something they've gotten to see me do before. That's fun. And the character himself is, I think, really richly conceived by Gary, the playwright, and I'm just doing my best to bring him to life.
Okay, how do you think this production is special? How do you think it's going to stand out among, you know, the countless other productions that are out right now?
Well, I haven't been able to see a lot lately because I've been so busy working on this, but I don't, you know, whenever you can be in an intimate theater with three actors who are have really good chemistry, to me that in and of itself is pretty special, you know, that you can be that close up to what I think is pretty fine work going on, that's pretty special. And then the play is really inventive, and it has a mixture of all sorts of things going on, so, you know, I think it's consistently interesting and compelling, and, you know, my friends who've come so far to these early previews are really impressed by it, so it's been nice.
Okay, how prepared do you think you were for this role? Is this something that you think you could have done, you know, 10 years ago, or do you think this is something that you were able to, like, kind of grow into?
I think growing into it, partly because of the age of character, not just the age, but the life experience of, you know, one of the things the play is really about is growing older and making choices. You know, you start out your life sometimes with big dreams, and, you know, for some people, they're able to achieve those dreams, and some people, they're faced with, you know, more pressing concerns that make those dreams tougher to achieve. And I've been pretty fortunate to be able to achieve my dreams, but I just feel like, you know, life experience, I get that sense of time marching forward is something as you get older that has more resonance than when you're younger, obviously. So.
Okay, how would you convince someone to see this production? What would you tell them? Like, how would you kind of tease it to them?
Well, I you know, anybody who's interested in the sort of richer exploration of character and a very truthful style of writing and intimate ensemble work, you know, all those things are pretty compelling.